Praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here on WWRB 3.185, and we're certainly glad to have you in here. We got a great program, part two of the Goathead, talking about the New World Order, what it's going to mean for you in the coming years. I think we're being surrounded by the enemy. Well, that's okay, because that way we'll know right where they're at. Praise Yahweh. We read the last chapter of the manual, and it says we win. I don't know how. Right now, the odds are against us. But, you know, with Yahweh, one is a majority. So if he's got one left, he had Noah, and that was a majority. And that's all it's going to take. Now, occultists the world over believe that once a symbol is created, it acquires the power or life in itself. The Bible said the image was, it caused it to speak. You know, I've long thought that would be television. It's an image that speaks, and people are so conditioned by it. And the rule is that it's geared for a 12-year-old mind. Well, if somebody with intelligence, sets down to be entertained with it, the first thing you know, you've dropped the level of a 12-year-old. And most of the people in the United States, you can just drive through the countryside, you can drive through rural areas, and you'll see the light on in the living room flickering, and you know it's a TV going. You can go through the cities, house after house, home after home, and this is the symbol that is speaking. The more power is generated with symbols are created without the profane, that's the way that they look at us, the Illuminati, as uninitiated. In other words, ignorance. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You know, that's pretty amazing that we would be destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You know, one thing that I've always thirsted after, the Bible said, blessed is he that hungereth and search after righteousness, for he shall be filled. I wanted my fill. I sought my Father. I laid in caves and places. I worked on a job, fasting until my knees was weak, trying to get the knowledge. And the more knowledge I got, the more I was hated, the more I was despised, and the weaker the system got toward the way I looked at it. And so I did a 360 degrees. The old creature that I was became the new creature, and the old system that I once believed in, the things that I believed in, I hated. That's strange, isn't it? But if you take a symbol and the uninitiated never discover its power, then that's how they got power over you. You notice some of the elite, they give these hand signals. Actually, it's the goat head signal, what I call the goat head. Now, if you go to... This thing's been going on a long time, and I hate to go back and burst our bubble of our founding fathers, because I do believe that we had good men, some of them. But I do believe that scattered among these elite men that established our Constitution was men that were wrapped in the mantle of Freemasonry and other Illuminati elite groups. And I do believe that the design, for instance, if you go to the government center in Washington, D.C., it's been cunningly laid out in such a manner that certain Luciferic symbols are depicted by the streets and the design. That's strange. But let's look at the design, and I'll tell you who designed it. The design was created by a Masonic architect in 1791, just a few years after Freemasonry assumed the leadership of the New World Order in 1782. We're going back a long way. Now, if you remember, the occult leaders in Europe were told by their familiar spirits as early as 1740s in the seances, or contacting the familiar spirits, and that's what Yahweh's against, that the new American continent was to be established as the new Atlantis, and its destiny was to assume global, listen to this now, its destiny, America, was chosen to assume the global leadership of the ones who desired the New World Order. And so from the very beginning, listen to me now, I know this is our wonderful nation that we love and we admire, and it almost sounds like sacrilegious to speak against it. I'm not exactly speaking against America or its people. I'm speaking against those who would have us to believe in these symbols, the goat head. If you look at Washington, D.C., on the over, in other words, a bird's eye view of it, you would see a goat head by intersecting certain buildings. And this was designed by a man as a Freemasonry, he designed this, and we're going to give it to you, just like the truth is. The truth is what's going to make you free. Now, what you need to do is get you a map of Washington, D.C., and open it in front of you, and when we go through this, you'll understand exactly what these symbols are. And I told you that we would go over these symbols. Now, if you look at the truth, a medium-level Satanist, Doc Marquis, at the time of his conversion, Doc was in charge of several satanic covens west and north of Boston. Now, Doc was a third-level witch and a master witch. And shortly before he got converted to Christianity, he was invited to become an Illuminatist, which is a secret society totally committed to the New World Order. Thus, Doc was in one of the most powerful, knowledgeable positions to become acquainted with the purpose and the direction, as he was both a Satanist master, and they trusted him. He was a witch, a master witch, and an Illuminatist. He underwent special training in the Illuminati secret society, he says. And as part of his training, he was shown the occult nature of the street design of Washington, D.C. governmental centers. This information was provided to show Doc several factors that they designed it to demonstrate. Listen to this now. This is what they say they did it for. To demonstrate the long-term plan which by the American Illuminists have had upon America. This occultic street design was created in 1791, like I said, by an architect who was a Freemason. The design shows that the plan for a New World Order is deliberately conceived and considered to be inevitable in the very foundation of our country. And in the 10-mile square federal district, we have these street symbols and the perceived power that they acknowledge that if it exists, it gains power. So if you lay out a vortex, a place, now to be proven to this, there is places that are mentioned in the Bible that was power centers. In other words, you get inspired when you come to these centers. If a satanic symbol, which becomes a powerful electric type grid, once they're set in place. You see that? Therefore, the occultic doctrine taught Doc that these satanic symbols would act as a powerful grid to pulsate with luciferic powers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, constantly moving America toward the coveted luciferic goal of the New World Order. Point three. This designed, deliberate design, Doc was told, demonstrates the hidden power, the secret power now, welded by the Illuminatis in the United States. Luciferic Illuminatis have their hands on the most powerful levers of political, economic, and military power in the world. And they wield this power without any public understanding of what's really going on. Now, I know that other ministers and numeric experts have taught on this subject of the symbols of the Godhead in Washington, D.C. And people say scoff. Oh, no, they wouldn't have done that. Our men were Christians. Well, you may think that George Bush is a Christian. You may think that Bill Clinton is a Christian. You may think that Obama goes to church on Sunday is a Christian. or all of the others. We're going to show you how many of them belong to this elite group where Doc and other Illuminatists were shown the street design with the express purpose of demonstrating that they were on the winning side in the drive to create and establish and invoke a new world order. Now, if you look at a little bit of history in Washington, D.C., I've got a map before me. It's frightening. It really is. Right in the center of Washington, D.C., where the right in the grid, it's almost at the point. It points center. The goat's head points directly down on the White House. Believe it or not, it is fearful. And enclosed is the United States Capitol. Right outside the head of the goat, and a direct line from the White House right to the center of Capitol Hill. When the architect, Pierre Charles L'Enfantie, who was a Freemason, he laid out the government center of Washington, D.C. in 1791. He planned more than just streets and roads and buildings. He planned to use the layout of government center to hide certain occultic magical symbols, which when they were instituted became one large Luciferic or occultic symbol of a goat head. An occultic magical symbol is defined as an image which hides an inner meaning. This meaning is usually cunningly hidden from behind a form. And those who know, such as Frederick Goodman, Magic Symbols, and Brian Trod of Publishing House Limited, London, in 1898 on page 6 says, this definition from this Luciferic book is so important that we need to repeat it. An occultic magical symbol, disregard this information, please do not, because these symbols are cunningly hidden behind a form. Remember, when the form is laid, it takes on a nature of being alive, and power is given to that very center, and in this center is the White House and the Capitol Hill connection to this large goat head in the center of our nation's capital. Occultics always depend upon the natural human tendency to want to disbelieve an unpleasant or frightening truth. The masters of the Illuminati always had a saying, audacity, always audacity. Of course, audacity means something so shocking and so far out, it's to be considered impossible. People naturally feel both in a democracy and a government of royalty that their leaders generally have our best interests at heart. Now, we know that we've had some leaders that are not so, and some others may commit errors, but at least people take solace in the belief, in their belief, that most leaders, most of the time, have the country's best interests at heart. The average citizen of any country simply cannot conceive that their leaders may consistently have evil in their hearts behind or toward the very people that they're leading. But as we have consistently shown in the goat head in Washington, D.C., this is precisely the case. Our leadership has been consistently moving us toward the Luciferic New World Order since 1776, always working through secret societies and always misleading the people as to their true intentions. Now, it's crucial that we know today that the biblical Great Tribulation, and a lot of people don't understand what that's all about. If you'll go to Jeremiah, the chapter 30, verse 7, mark it, then you'll know what this Great Tribulation is about, because here is a man called Jacob, or Jacob, who was later named Israel. This is a people that are at risk. It says they literally wore the saints out. Do you believe that the devil knows who Yahweh's people are? Do you believe that they've had us enslaved through the Edomite kingdom, a power base, through the goat head? Now, the goat, I'll get on to that just in a minute. But these symbols embedded within the streets of Washington, D.C., these occultic symbols, once they're hidden, are thought to possess great power. For example, the snake Bacillus is said to have the power to destroy all upon their own. It has a purpose, and these occultists hiding the meaning from all those who don't know, that looks upon the symbol. However, the person who is not an occultist will have no concept of the true hidden meaning contained within the symbol. And the symbol is a power, for it becomes alive once it's embedded into an energy center. And just like I said, the Bible would show you that there is energy, positive energy. Now, this is a negative energy. But see, negativity, or something against right, always seems right. When it's right, it seems wrong. I will do these things among you, saith the Father, our Creator Yahweh, but you won't believe it though a man declares it unto you. You can tell people about this, and they'll say, you're out of your mind. You're mad. Well, this is just a beautiful city. I love the obelisk and the Washington's monument. See, they're named after great men. And yet hidden within this circle, notice as we begin to look at the goat head, it is the dew point center. Because if you start from top left to top middle, the dew point center, the Logan circle, the Scott circle in the middle, form the top three points of the devil's goat head of Mendes. One of the most important types of the five-pointed devil's pentagram is invoking the power, and Washington Circle forms the extreme left-hand point of the goat head. Mount Vernon Square, George Washington, come to mind, forms the extreme right-hand point of the goat head. The White House forms the fifth and bottom point. And that's when I told you it's directly placing down the goat. And if you, it's like you take the face of a goat. Then the Mount Vernon Square forming the extreme right-hand point of the goat head. And the White House sets under the fifth and bottom point of the goat head, directly penetrating the skull of the goat. Meaning that this is typifying the power base of the goat head. And in occultic satanic doctrine, the upper four points of the goat head represent the four elements of the world. Listen to this now. Fire, water, earth, and air. The bottom fifth point represents the spirit of Lucifer. Now, wait a minute here. Now, remember that the bottom fifth point is pointing directly down at the White House. Did you know that in 1913, that we had an event that very few people know about? All men that have sat in the White House has been awed by the power of a force that is there, and yet they can't put their fingers on it. Some presidents go in blind, but they don't stay blind. Some congressmen and senators go in blind or ignorant and come away fascinated and embodied with a certain power that they've never had, prestige and honor, plenty of money. Money's no object, ladies and gentlemen, to buy the soul of our good politicians that go to Washington, D.C. with the occultic symbol of the four points of the goathead. You just change the A to D and you got Godhead. Isn't that strange? That four elements of the earth, water, fire, and air. And the bottom point represents the spirit of Lucifer pointing directly down toward the White House. This is something going on here. Thus, in the street layout, the fifth point, which is the White House, is the symbol placement which represents the intention that the spirit and the mind of Lucifer will be permanently residing in the White House. Now, I know we've had some great men, starting with George Washington, but George Washington was a Mason. Was he aware of this? Was he initiated in the high echelons? Was the war that we supposedly won, was it to build him up and make him a hero? Could Great Britain have defeated the little ragtag Revolutionary Army? There may be some deception behind the scenes that we do not know about to set up, if you will, through the Illuminati. It's a 666 key code evident in the most important top three circles of the Goathead, the DuPont Circle, the Scott Circle, and the Logan Circle. All these are circles that form 666. That's amazing. Each of these streets has six major streets. Now, you think that's by coincidence? And it forms all angles of the circle. The type of encoding is so typical of the occultist that we shouldn't be deceived into thinking that this is an accidental presentation of a design. Now, it was deliberately planned to stamp the power of Freemasonry and the symbols of its plans for a miracle indelibly upon government centers where the source of the power with the point of the triangles, the inverted triangles of the pentagram, directly piercing the head of the goat right over the White House, where the evil power could always influence men, whether they were good or bad. But when they got in there, the power, the money, the compromising, everybody's got a past. And once these great men of power are chosen to work for the New World Order as opposed to the will of the people, and they're so slow, they weld out in each cycle of presidents that we've had, that the wheels of the Illuminati turn so slow that it bores us with the facts or the details. And today we're so addicted and conditioned to these political things that go on in Washington. It's the center and the hub of the Goathead that overlays and controls the world. Right here in America, we have the most evilest layout designed by the Illuminatist with a grand design for the goat head and the pentagram, with a fifth point extended down into the mind of the goat who represents Lucifer. Now, if you look toward the circles, which compromise the points of the pentagram, like the Washington Circle. Now, remember, these are circles. There's power in a circle. Be it negative or positive, in this case, it seems like that this is deliberately laid out to produce a power of evil. For Satan, representing the goat head of evil, right over the center of our very nation where we all look toward, it's laid out in a design by upper echelon Illuminati who knew that these symbols would create power and that eventually, unmistakably, it shows that Lucifer has planned long ago to be the ultimate master of the governmental center in the District of Columbia. And so then, if you look at the compromise points, Washington Circle, DuPont Circle, Scott Circle, and Logan Circle, it comprises four of the 6 points of the pentagram. The only point which is not a circle or a form of a circle is Mount Vernon Square. Now, we want to find out why that the square is so important. And now we're going to concentrate first upon the circle. It's no secret as to why that the Illuminati architectural design chosen to use circles as four of the points of the pentagram. In other words, the pentagram would be the goat head, and it runs out in four circles. As Goodman states in his book, Magic Symbols, without a doubt, the circle is the most important of all units in magical symbolism. And in almost every case where it is used, the circle is intended to denote spirit or spiritual forces. Now, let me repeat that. Since I strongly believe in the power of a circle, there is a circle designed in the Bible. We have it posted on our, Bob does, our webmaster. He has it posted from a brother that designed the altar or the circle, what we call the sacred circle, designed by Heavenly Father, Yahweh, for His children, Israel, to break the spell and the curses and all wickedness and evil that is directed against it. But see, we've been taken off of our circle and put into a square altar. We are herded in like cattle or sheep or goyim. And then the spiritual forces of evil control our everyday life. If you don't think that the physical control and the conditioning of your carnal mind to take you away from the spiritual force of the circle that is written in the Bible and designed. Now, we got a brother up in, Brother Barry, up in Canada that comprised all of this together in a book and formed it into a document, and we posted it on our website. I would suggest that you go to oneyahweh.com, look in the document section for the sacred circle and its power. Brother Barry does a great job of telling you how powerful that this circle is to break the circle of a goat head. Now remember, the goat head in the pentagram has four circles attached to it. And in this layout in Washington, D.C., these are the 4 points of fire, water, earth, and air. We have the same design, ladies and gentlemen, in the sacred circle of the biblical application of the power of a circle. And remember, I told you it was to break the curses and to invoke the blessings. Well, if Satan can copy, he's a copycat, and the children of darkness are much wiser than the children of light. And so then the circles and the symbolism of the goat head in Washington, D.C. has now the whole nation under a curse and a spell. And the only way that you can break this is to design something to counter it and to get on it and to worship and to curse your enemy. Now, if you don't believe this, if you don't believe in cursing, well, no, Jesus didn't curse nobody. He said to bless. The Messiah said to bless Israel and not to curse Israel. But he said for us to curse our enemies. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 27, you'll see exactly what I'm telling you in the sacred layout that I developed years ago, almost 35 or 40 years ago. When I went to the book of Numbers, I was given the revelation of what a circle of power of righteousness could do for those who would take up the sacred circle and stand on it and call out His name in blessings and call out His name in curses. Deuteronomy 27, if you'd like to go there. And Brother Bob has got that posted in a PDF file. And out of the booklet, we also have the booklet. It's available for you for a donation. But you can go online to One Yahweh. It's O-N-E, OneYahweh.com. And go and to the document on the website, and you'll see the sacred symbolism of a true altar and a true circle. Now, there just happens to be three circles in the righteous application of the positive power. Three of them. One to bless, one to curse, and one to worship on. Now, these three are a triangle with the symbolism of the four connecting to the pentagram, the four circles attached and leading to a square. That is, they basically capture you in the symbolism of, you don't realize it's a powerful symbol when you go to these places. And believe it or not, in every city and every town, there is a miniature goat head placed in every city. And so then, where you go and what you do, beware that you do not become influenced or under the curse or under the spell of what I'm talking about. If you don't think it's got power, look at the symbolism expressed by the circle in occult thought. The circle has been used as a halo above a person's head, denoting that he or she is in direct communication with the spiritual world. The circle has been utilized to represent the sun, S-U-N, especially in spiritual terms, the rays denoting spiritual light. But the circle is also utilized as the symbol of the all-seeing eye. Mm-hmm. Remember the all-seeing eye atop the pyramid on our dollar bill? Wonder why they put it there. The eye is within the triangle. But the important factor is to realize that the eye is atop a pyramid. Well, that's the grand design of socialism, communism. It is a grand design of a pyramid with the all-seeing eye, that means the New World Order, which is stated plainly on your dollar bill that that's what they intend to invoke and bring about. And so every time that you see a dollar bill, from now on you should remember that it's a powerful circle or the all-seeing eye atop the pyramid, which is the grand design of the New World Order to bring 3% of the world's elite to sit in the holy temple, the pyramid, at the top, giving out that they themselves are the all-seeing eye or the all-controlling force on your life, dictating to you from a new world order. And the architect who drew the pattern intended to show that governmental center of Washington, D.C. was planned to be ruled by not Yahweh, not our God. It says on the coins, "In God we trust." What God? When Bill Clinton says, "God bless America," which one do you think he's meaning? Satan is the god of this world. Which one do you think they serve? When George Bush says, "God bless America," you'll never hear him saying a personal savior. Never. Matter of fact, most of them were the skullcaps, if you know what I mean. And they pledge allegiance not to our Heavenly Father and Creator, but the one that fell as lightning fell from heaven. The bright and the shining one fell, and now he's assisting himself to rule through the circle in occultic thought. The circle is the all-seeing eye. And remember, the eye is within a triangle, but more important to realize that the eye is atop the pyramid, as I said. And of course, a pyramid is nothing more than a triangle. If you look at the triangles formed by the goat head in the pentagram, 4 out of 5 triangles of the goat head has a circle representing the all-seeing eye atop each triangle. The architect had a problem with the triangle at the far right because he chose the square as the anchor point, leading you to fenced thought or conditioned thought or control thought. In a rectangle, the square off of the circle, meaning that the three circles directing you toward the pin or to put you in a conditioned mind of blindness, ignorance, fear, and superstition, while the enlightened ones rule outside the pen in the circle or in the point of the pentagram pointing directly down to the White House, where all the Illuminati with the hand sign. If you take the two fingers in the center and hold up your other two fingers with your thumb crossing the two fingers embedded into your hand, down into your palm of your hand, you have the goat, the two points of the goat head. And if you point the thumb outwardly, then you have the proper triangle, and that's why they give you. And, of course, when Mr. Bush was in there giving a hand, they said, he's just like, that's a Texas symbol for hook 'em horns. Ladies and gentlemen, it's strange that everybody that does this don't come from Texas, including Ron Paul, who I have a photograph of giving the horned goat head, pentagram, enslavement sign, and this is a symbolic sign of signal to each one that everything is well within the triangle. Now, the meaning expressed by the goat head pentagram, and if you look at if you look at some of the information, you can go to any website and find the pentagram or the devil's pentagram as been released. The middle top of the pentagram is a lighted candle, which is a producing light. Now, guess who comes from that? The physical light represents spiritual illumination. If this is an example of an illuminating candle, it would be thought of as being north. Now, why north? North is a very important direction because it is the place of governmental control In I Ching, for example, north is the place one reports to the master of accomplishments. Now, that's in a New Age dictionary that I have in my possession that tells you about the enslaving power of symbols. Again, a fulfillment of Scripture. Remember in Isaiah 14:12, where God recalls, he's giving you the information here, Lucifer's original sin of pride and rebellion. Lucifer had every intention of taking God's throne by force and establishing his own reign. In verses 13 and 14, Lucifer vowed, "I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the assembly in the uttermost north." Why do you think that the sacred altar in the Bible and the positive force is directed all of its power and attention north? Because he that sitteth upon the circle in the north. You see, north is apparently the direction in which God's throne is situated, because he says he dwells in the thick darkness in the north. Well, Dan, being the northern extreme tribe of judgment, sitting outside the circle, is precisely why he was placed there. But the Illuminati, instead of having Dan the judge there, they have the pentagram base at its point, directing directly into the White House, and for that power, these government employees of the New World Order, it sits upon the throne of the Godhead in place to replace the power, because our nation was founded upon our Creator. And today, it is against the law to confess Christ. And the goal of the New World Order is to stamp out the risen Savior. That's why they won't mention his name. They won't give him any glory. That would be anti-Christ sentiments toward the risen Savior. They don't believe in him. They may show you that they do. They go to church and listen to it just to put on a show. But inwardly, they're wolves in sheep's clothing. Now, if you look at the Godhead or the Goathead, which is nothing but the Godhead of the pentagram of Satan, the Scott Circle, listen to this now, is precisely located in the middle of the Goathead. The 16th Street proceeds directly north. And as you look directly north on 16th Street, you will immediately see the House of the Temple, which is the North American headquarters of Freemasonry. Even the number 16 is significant to the occultists, which is 4 times 4. Remember that the four upper points of the Godhead pentagram represents, again, the four elements of which the earth is constructed. Number 16 literally means felicity, which according to Webster's dictionary means blissful, happiness, or anything which will produce such a state. Certainly, blissful happiness is the stated goal of the satanic system, meaning 16, love. Not love of the Creator, but love of Satan. The number 16 also pops up in an encoded manner. Both the dew point circle, and well, you wonder why they call it the dew point circle, one of the largest corporations of chemicals in the world, Logan Circle, which form the top two most important points of the Godhead pentagram, are located on P Street. P is the 16th letter of the English alphabet. 16th Street emanates north from Scott Circle, which is itself the precise middle of the Godhead pentagram. The street represents the candle of the photocopy. that I'm looking at here, and the illuminating light of the candle is represented by the house of the temple, which begins on R Street. The architect is literally saying that Freemasonry is the spiritual light of the Godhead pentagram. Of course, this Godhead pentagram is rooted and centered at the White House. One quick word on R Street for you. The letter R is the 18th letter of the English alphabet, and 18 is critically important to occultists because it is 6 plus 6 plus 6. And the house of the temple is located, this is the house of Freemasonry, is located 13 city blocks north of the White House. Albert Pike, one of the most influential leaders of Freemasonry, actually wrote the Bible for him, Morals and Dogmas, and he gives credence to three world wars. Are Illuminatis planning one more war? See, war and misery and suffering gets people to submit. They're fearful. And that's what it's all about. Well, gosh, my time is up and I'm just getting started. But I love you tonight. And I hope and trust that you understand what Pastor Buddy is talking about. I hope that you know that these symbols of power give their seat to Satan. And all these satanic serpents of the New World Order are worshiping Satan, and the sacred circles leading you to the square of confinement and enslavement and fear, ignorance, and superstition. We have the antidote. We have the sacred circle that's written in the Bible. It is a powerful symbol of breaking the power and coming out of her, my people. I suggest tonight that you do so by calling Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, if you'd like to write me. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you would like to call me, that's area code 423-626-2172. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark from the great state of Mississippi and Sister Audrey, two lovely people that believe in the power of the circle. Not the circle of Satan and the pentagram and the goathead and the four circles that lead to the square, where the obelisk of Satan, the sex god that impregnated our mother, and from this was born the seed of Cain in the Illuminati to rule the world in a secret order. Yahweh is wanting you to escape. Yahweh is wanting you to overcome. Yahweh is wanting you to come out of her, my people. Yahweh is on your side. Yahweh loves you. And Yahweh will keep you if you will surrender to Him and get on the sacred circle that is designed by Yahweh Himself. If you don't believe it, go again, like I said, to our webmaster and see what he's got posted there for you on the website of the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. And that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. If you'd like to write me, if you'd like to call me, it's area code 423-626-2172. Yahweh is coming, and He's alive. And Satan is a liar, and he's the father of it. Well, I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that we love you very much tonight. Write us or call us. We'll see you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Along about 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. All of you East Coast that have set up with us, May Yahweh bless you for staying up with Pastor Buddy in the late hours. And we love you very much. I'll see you tomorrow night.